And he said, actually, no. She was escaping through that door, and I pointed to it, and she got out it. Ross, what actually happened to the cat? You say, you pointed to the door, and she went in it or out of it? Did she go in it or out? Ross, I want to hear the story. She came out of it. He meant to say she went, not to say she went out of the door. She meant he came out of the door, because you guys were outside, right? We have to say that she was escaping from us. Oh, where were you? In the basement?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So he was outside, he was telling the story. And you were chasing the cat, right? You were chasing the cat, and she was escaping from you, and then she went out the door.
The door.
That's right. So she went from the basement out to the outside, and Ross had it right. But he was telling me the story when he was on the outside, and so I assumed that he was on the outside when it happened, but in fact he was on the inside when it happened, wasn't he? You were on the inside. No, I mean, I'm talking about you, that you were on the inside when it happened.
Yeah.
And she was on the inside, and then she went outside. Okay, I got it straight. Good stuff.
And I tried to go, but I knew I couldn't fit through.
You don't think you could fit through that little door? Why?
That's the cat was trapped.
Do you think you could make it through that door?
Yeah.
No, that's silly. You're too big.
Let's try it, okay? Dad, come on!
Okay, we'll try it. We'll try it, just for fun, right? Do you know? Do you think you're really going to make it through?
Yeah. Okay. No, let's go down this.
Okay, Ross is going to try to go in through the cat door. This is going to be a big experiment. Well, Marty, do you think you can make it through the cat door? No? Okay, everybody, we're going to try to make it through the cat door.
Okay.
Okay, right through the cat door, in through the hole.
Maybe my size will be
big. Okay, big enough. Maybe you'll be small enough. Okay, try it to get through. And don't get hurt. I'll hold your hand. Okay, you might get hurt. Are you afraid? Is it gonna work?
Yeah, I think so.
But what if you get hurt?
That's
it's not gonna work. She's a lot smarter than you are. She knows how to do it. Okay. He's got to crawl down. He's got to get his bottom in there. What if you can't get out again?
See?
Did you make it? Mom, he made it. Come. Look, go all the way down. Go all the way down, Ross. Go all the way to the bottom. I said that Ross was made it through the cat window, so he was missed it. He said, don't call me that. I'm not missed. Don't call me that.
I'm Mr.
Cat. Mr. Cat, Mom. He's Mr. Cat.
Ross is reading the Hobbit story, and he's just doing a fantastic job. He said, told the part about the great goblin and said, who are these miserable creatures?
Go down and tell Mommy that you got dressed all by yourself, and tell her that you just that Daddy put on your shoes. And he said, Ross said, you mean she'll be a sucker? In other words, she'll believe me even though it's not true. Ross, we were talking about apple juice. Marky said, I want
apple juice or something. And Ross said, I think my tummy went, wah, ooh, because of the apple juice. And it did a flip-flop. Yeah. Good, Ross. So I don't know if I recorded this morning. He said, Daddy, don't terrorize me.
Terrify.
Oh, don't terrify me. That was not terror. Don't terrify me. What does it mean to terrify somebody, Ross? No, to make him do something, right? It was, I was making him put on clothes, and he said, Daddy, don't terrify me. I know, he terrified himself first. He was getting real excited and running around, throwing his clothes off, just going, shaking his body and trying to throw his clothes off and mad. Russ? Russ said, Dad, I have my seatbelt on. And I said, good boy. And he said, does that tell you that I had my seatbelt off all the time? In other words, if I put it on now, after we've been driving for about 5 minutes, does that mean that I must not have had it before?
Boy, is that topic common.
Which, of course, is true, and not only that, it's sort of, it's a whole bunch of things. First, it's reasoning. Second, it's a rather interesting conversational act. Why would anyone try to get themselves in trouble? Right? Ross made a joke. He said, Mom, you better get some bubba gum for Bubba Fett. And obviously a pun on bubble. Actually, it's Boba Fett instead of Bubba Fett. But we say Bubba Fett. There's an implicit link in that joke, which is that there's a bubble gum called Hubba Bubba. So Bubba and Bubba Fett are sort of related.
I told Ross that I was reading it not to bother me, and then accidentally started bothering me. He said, hey, Dad. And then he said, oh, no, I know you're reading, so I won't bother you. Ross said, guess what? I got to see Chuck E. Cheese. He was there. He was a big mouse, and he was real. He stuck out his hand, and I got to shake it. Oh, no, he was a big mouse, and he was like a puppet. He was real. He was like a puppet. That's right. What else, Ross? I don't understand.
He put his hand up, and I shaked it.
Yeah?
Shaked it.
Yeah, you shook it. And what else?
And he was fuzzing for me.
Was this in a circus, or
fuzzy
was it for
free.
Real?
It was
fuzzy and free?
Real.
He was fuzzy and free.
Fuzzy and
It was for real.
Yeah. But how come you got to see a real mouse? Did you tell him you were Peter Rabbit once upon a time?
No.
You forgot to tell him.
He was creamy. He just likes video games.
How come he just likes video games?
Because those brown to him.
Why is that mouse in a video game? Is he a pack mouse? Is he a pack mouse?
No, Dad, you're gonna take me back from.
I am, I? Why am I gonna do it?
Because
I don't know how to play those games.
Video games?
The back now to our house.
Oh, that's right, Mark. They're back now to our house. He was worried that they said bye bye to me.
Oh, we forgot to say bye-bye.
Did they say bye-bye to you, Mark?
Yeah.
He means they didn't say bye-bye. Okay, Mark. Well Ross, that's wonderful.
You want to hear the explanation of
what is this really about?
Well, at Busy Beaver, Ross read with great work the word Busy Beaver, home center.
Yeah.
And then we were driving down, and I said, oh, look, there's a garden center. I drove into there, so it says garden center.
Yeah.
I was looking around, and Ross said, look, there's Busy Beaver. No, what's it called?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
And I looked up, and here's this big sign that says Chuck E. Cheese. And I said, how did you know it said Chuck E. Cheese? And he said, because Richie Schiavone told me.
Yeah.
And I said, well, was it because of the mouse? He said, yes. And
was it a little mouse? With it?
And because of the two C's.
Oh, I see.
For Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. Not bad.
So I said, just for that, I'm going to take you inside. We'll see what Chuck E. Cheese is all about.
And so did you see Chuck E. Cheese?
We went in, and Chuck E. Cheese, yeah, a big mouse.
Uh-huh.
And a big, in a man in a cheese.
A big mouse, yeah. And he sells cheese.
No, they sell pizza and ice cream and things like that. And we didn't have any of that.
Uh-huh.
And there are a lot of video games. We didn't play video games, but we looked at them.
Yeah.
And then we...
I told Ross that he was being rough on me, and he said, "You've been watching too much violent TV." And he said, "You can't watch anymore." And he said, "Then I'm going to wake up," and he showed three fingers, and I said, "Yeah, if you wake up real early, you can watch really violent programs on TV." And he said, "Yeah, I'm going to wake up real early and learn more violence."
We were talking about part of this Dr. Zeus book about the feet, and I was getting a verse, and his feet, her feet, fuzzy fur feet, and Ross said, "Why don't we do the clown part? Up feet, down feet, here come clown feet." And here the "why don't you" was used as an excuse for him to add a piece of the poem. He said, "Why don't you? Why don't we?" And then stuff gave it. Actually, I should say that's the first time where he didn't introduce a verbal contribution. He may have used it before to introduce some non-verbal thing, like, "Why don't we go to the store?" or something like that, and then we go to the store. But I mean, this is just a verbal contribution.
Ross reading his book and said, "They don't just have to write big. They can also write huge." And what he means is they're not confined in their writing to using the letters B-I-G to describe whether something is big. They can also use the letter combination H-U-G-E, and it means the same idea. So this is the first understanding of synonymy.
And it's the first verbal expression of synonymy.
Russ is typing his letters on the computer, it's A, B, C, D's, and he said, "I know V because of Darth Vader." And he said V very clearly, Darth Vader. And when he's looking for things, he goes, "Z, Z, 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 Z," because he's trying to remember which one he's looking for, and he repeats them to himself as he's looking. Ross is going, "You got it? What are you on? Did you do H?
Ah.
Did you do H?
Yeah.
Where is it? I don't see it.
Here.
Does that look like H?
Yeah.
G. Okay, where's the H?
H is
right
here. No.
Checking every key, seeing whether it's the right one. I think you missed H, Ross.
No. What?
It's a big capital H. Remember, these are capitals. They all have capitals.
Here?
Go back.
Here?
What do you think?
Yeah. Okay. I'm doing more one and...
Oops, you're talking. You didn't hit the wrong one, baby. It's this one, I think.
That one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did it.
Okay. Now, what comes next?
A, B, C, D, E, F. G, H, I, where's I?
I?
Yeah.
I have to look for it.
Here.
Whoops, don't pass them with my
hand. Here?
Time. Yep. Okay. What comes next?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. G, H,
I'm going to the back. J. Yep. Right. And then they come all around. You go J, and then right next to it.
K.
Right next to it. Look right next to it.
K.
K. What's next after K?
L.
Mm-hmm. And then go down the line. Go down. Down, down, down.
M.
Mm-hmm. What letter is that?
Skip.
Okay. Now, what have you done? What have you done so far? Can you read your letters you've got?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K,
L, M. You have N there? You see N up there?
M. Mm-hmm.
M.
Mm-hmm. M.
And what else do you need?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, no.
Okay.
What's the menu?
L-M-L-M-N-O. You didn't know what L-M-N-O. L-M-N-O doesn't mean L-M-N-O. It means L-M-N-O, Ron. Did you know that?
I did know.
Okay.
They have to
what comes after this?
They have to push the...
No.
A, B,
no, you did it right. You don't have to push it.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, L,
ready for L, M, N, O? What comes after L, M, N, O? L, M, N, O.
L, M, N, O.
You got an O. P! Not P, Mark.
I'm done.
Here, we'll get that. Okay, here it is, right here. P. No, Mark. Mark is making mess.
P.
Okay, do P. That's it. P. Now Q, R, S. The Q, R, S. The Q, R, S.
Q?
Q, R, S. I'll find F, Q, R, S. Ross said, oh, brother. And I said, why do we say the word brother like that? We like our brothers. He said, it's not the person brother. It's the bad word brother. Is that right, Ross? When you say brother, it's not the person. Ross was trying to pressure me to get off the computer and let him work on it. And I said, oh, I'll hurry up, Ross. And he said, no, don't hurry up. Take your time. Right, Ross? Ross and Mark are playing. Yes, you stay at home. Ross and Mark are playing Three Little Pigs. And Mark said, open the door and let me in. And Ross said, Marky, you know your lines very well, but I've got to build my house first. Okay, Marky, do you know your lines? Okay, he's the fox now. Go ahead. You be the fox.
No, I'm not the fox.
Yeah, if you say open the door and let me in, you're the fox, Mark.
No, that's the big bad wolf.
I mean the big bad wolf.
Open the door and let me in. Marky, first I go to...
By the way, that was Mark who was yelling like that. That deep voice. Say, Mark. Marky, Ross said, this is your horsey. And Marky said, no, this is my horsey. And then Ross said, well, this is your horsey and this is my horsey. How about that, okay? Two by one. Two by one. Zorro, you have to save people. Anyway, this is the first obvious case of a deal that I've recorded. Marky Ross, how about that, okay? Or verifying the deal in quite that overt a way. Ross was... came up to get his cape, and I said, well, Marky needs a cape, too. And then Ross said, well, that friend of Zorro, which is Mark, doesn't wear a cape. In other words, since Mark is his friend, he won't, is being the friend of Zorro, he doesn't need a cape. Ross said, I'm not used to a Superman belt. In other words, I don't like to wear it anymore. There are two classes of four-year-olds and one class of three-year-olds. And Marky's in the wrong class. And I said, why? Because he's only two. Is that right?
No.
And I said, well, we figured it out, Ross. He's going to be three soon. No, so what's wrong?
You want what?
Then they'll be four.
Oh, then they'll be four when he's three. That's right.
Yes, I am four.
No, you're three.
So that's what Ross said.
No. I'm four.
Hmm? You need more love, then. You need to brush your teeth more. Let me see that, too. Your teeth need brushing. Ross had gotten his shoes a little bit, and I said that if they were wet, he couldn't wear them to preschool. And he said, oh, they'll be dry until then. And what he meant is they'll be dry by then. Ross and Mark are opening up the... chocolate chip cookie package, and they said, we'll help you with this part, and they were helping me.
Dad, I'll help
Dad, do we have it open? Checking. Yeah, we didn't have it quite open, but it was almost open.
Dad, can I mix it?
You open this side first, okay?
Okay.
You open this side, and if Marky knocks it over, then we'll throw it all away, and we won't have any chocolate cookies. Oops, okay. Don't eat this part. No, don't touch this part. This is the stuff that Marky usually knocks over, and then we won't have any chocolate cookies.
Marky,
no, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Okay?
Dad, I'll open the chocolate.
Tell Marky, you can't touch that. Where's the box?
You can't touch it.
Where's the box?
It's in the garbage.
Well, but we need to know some things.
Marky, Dad, I'll do it.
That's an egg. Now don't touch it, Mark.
No. Okay. Dad, can I mix it?
Not until we get the butter.
Okay. We get the butter. we're going to chop it up. Wait.
Mm-hmm. Butter. A little more butter.
Dad, can I mix it? Is that cold?
Mm-hmm.
Dad, can I mix it?
Yeah. As soon as I get the hard part done. First part is the hard part, and then once we get this all mixed in here, it gets easier.
Yeah. And I'll help, and after that, Mike will help.
Mm-hmm.
All of us will help.
And we're waiting for the oven to hurry up.
Will I help?
If the oven will hurry up and get warm, then we'll be in better shape.
Yeah. That smells good.
You like the smell, Marky?
The egg.
You like the smell, Mark?
That's in the box.
Mm-hmm. Now you can throw it away. Okay.
Good. I'll put it. So you will know.
Okay, so I know the instructions?
Yeah.
I don't want to lose
because
my instructions.
I forgot. No. I run away. Because I run for that way.
Don't throw any away yet, Marky. Until we have all instructions.
See?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Put this part back and mix it again. Want a taste? Who wants a taste?
Me.
Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Yummy?
Mm-hmm.
Yummy
mm-hmm.
stuffy?
Mm-hmm.
You think it'll taste good?
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
Now I want another taste. It tastes good like this. I want another taste. Dad, can I mix it? I want
it!
I want
it.